DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Mark Russman in Bonn. Italians are going to the polls this Sunday in one of the most hotly contested and closely watched elections in years. Italy, the Eurozone's third largest economy, is stuck in deep recession, struggling under a massive public debt burden. Polls show center-left leader Pierluigi Bersani with a five-point lead over his center-right rival, former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi, who has promised tax refunds to win back voters. Voters are also showing broad support for anti-establishment comedian-turned-politician Beppe Grillo, who has added even more uncertainty to the election outcome. Exit polls will come out soon after voting ends on Monday, and official results are expected by early Tuesday. Tens of thousands of people turned out in Spain on Saturday to protest its government's austerity policies. Huge crowds took to the streets of Madrid, Seville, Barcelona, and several other cities. The global economic crisis has hit Spain especially hard. Many Spaniards are angry about high unemployment, as well as the huge cuts to benefits and public services. Palestinian Prime Minister Salam Fayyad expressed shock at the death of a Palestinian in an Israeli jail Saturday and has demanded full details of what happened. A spokeswoman for Israel's prison authority said 30-year-old Arafat Jaradat died Saturday of an apparent cardiac arrest. Jaradat, a father of two from the West Bank city of Hebron, was arrested on Monday for his involvement in a November 2012 stone-throwing incident during which an Israeli had been injured. Palestinian officials say Jaradat was being interrogated when he died. French President François Hollande has said his country's forces are engaged in the final phase of the fight against militants in northern Mali. France deployed 4,000 troops in January to help the Malian government eject Islamist militants who seized control of the north of the country last year. The French-led forces faced little resistance when they recaptured major towns of Gao, Kidal, and Timbuktu. Chad's government has promised to deploy 2,000 troops as part of the African-led international support mission to Mali. The United States has offered to send unarmed drones to overfly the combat zone in Mali and provide information about deployments. You're listening to Deutsche Welle Radio News. Iranian authorities say they have discovered significant new reserves of uranium. The announcement comes just days before international talks over Iran's controversial nuclear program are slated to resume. The report says the newly found deposits will triple the amount of raw uranium available to the country. The Iranian government has also announced 16 potential new sites for nuclear power stations. The West fears Iran is developing nuclear weapons. Iran insists its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is scheduled to start a two-day visit to Turkey on Sunday. Topping the agenda are talks with Turkish Prime Minister Erdogan on economic relations and the sluggish pace of European Union membership talks. On Saturday, Merkel said she favored new talks to revive Turkey's stalled EU membership bid. She stressed the outcome of Ankara's talks with Brussels should be open, but she remained skeptical about whether Turkey should join. Merkel favors a privileged partnership for Turkey in place of full EU membership. The Vatican has accused the Italian media of spreading false reports since Pope Benedict XVI announced his resignation earlier this month. Italian newspapers have been publishing unsourced stories about a secret dossier describing conspiracies within the church. The Vatican claims the reports are an attempt to influence cardinals due to meet next month to elect a new pope. Turning to sports and Bundesliga soccer action on Saturday, Bayern Munich continued its league dominance by strolling to an easy 6-1 home victory over Werder Bremen. In Saturday's other matches, Augsburg beat Hoffenheim 2-1, Wolfsburg managed a 1-1 draw at Mainz, Hanover smashed Hamburg 5-1, while Stuttgart and Nuremberg also played to a 1-1 draw. Schalke beat Fortuna Düsseldorf 2-1 in Gelsenkirchen for its only second win in six games under new coach Jens Keller. Mark Russman, Deutsche Welle, Radio News.